This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Towns between the legs, dribble up top. Snatchback three-pointer straight on. Nailed it! What a shot from Karl-Anthony Towns. An unbelievable do-or-die fourth quarter from Towns. And the Knicks lead 94-90.
Game four tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals after Karl-Anthony Towns becomes the hero and the New York Knicks become... Is it the first team ever to overcome three 20-point deficits? Yeah. They come back to stun Indiana. Series was about to be over. New York wins. Game four tonight. Pacers up 2-1.
Kind of disappointed. I know everybody wants a longer series, but I really hate the Knicks. And I was just, I don't want to give them any life because this team is like that cockroach that never goes away. They just never go away. And they keep coming back in these series that they have no business coming back in. Not the series, the games. You know, the two against Boston, this one. And I'm bummed. I'm good. I got a bad, sick feeling.
Tom Thibodeau may have put his coaching neck on the line with the lineup changes. Kenny Smith said before the game, Tibbs wouldn't play nine on a baseball diamond. Just talking about how much he wears out his starters. And there's like a huge differential between the starters' minutes for the second team in the league that plays their guys the most compared to Thibodeau. Thibodeau tinkers with the lineup with Josh Hart not starting. And then I turn on the game. There's no Jalen Brunson at the four-minute mark. No Jalen Brunson at the three-minute mark. No Jalen Brunson at the two-minute mark. Jalen Brunson is over there on the sideline while the Knicks are coming back. And it's like, yo, man, I get the offensive defense thing. They know that Brunson is going to be hunted by Indiana and Carlisle. He decided to keep his better defenders out there, and it ended up working. But I was like, Tom Thibodeau is getting fired after this series if they don't win this game.
Man, like it's a gutsy move. It's a gutsy.
Ballsy.
And it's one that, like, you know.
Down 0-2.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, but it's also one that, like, I don't think it's a move that you stick with for the rest of the series, right? Maybe they wind up doing that, but it also is like one of those things like, all right, is this a per game situation, right? This is a game situation. This is what we're doing for this game because I assume.
Well, every game Brunson's going to be a weak defender.
He is going to be a weak defender, but like every game is going to call for something different, right? Theoretically, you know, the analytics crowd would like to tell you differently, but every game generally is its own story.
Because Brunson, we'll see what happens. Now he was justified a little bit, a lot, really. He picked up his fifth foul with 7 minutes left, but he didn't go back in until the 137 mark. I could not believe it.
And you can't, like, you know.
All-time stones.
It is, but what happens if, like, you know, if he brings him out there, he fouls out, and then make it to overtime? You know, like, now you don't have him for the overtime, but it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is, I kind of wonder if this is one of those, we've seen these occasionally in postseason runs where teams will, all right, I need a spark in this particular game, so I'm flipping this switch or I'm calling for this. I'd be really surprised if Thibodeau dips back in this. But again, it's also like, are you going to get, when you're talking about the first two games you've already lost, including one that you just blew an all-timer in the first game, and you're staring down the face of 3-0, you know, I think at that point, Thibodeau's probably just like, all right, I mean, I can either keep him in there or like regardless of what I do here, we're likely looking at 3-0 unless a miracle happens here. So let's just try and dig in, see if something can switch, see if we can push the right button. I think it's like a little bit of just you're pushing anything going like, does this work? Does this work? Let's see if this does it.
Meanwhile, timeout is over for dad. Tyrese Halliburton's father will be allowed to attend Pacers home games in a suite. He has not attended a game after he went face-to-face with Giannis on April 29th. He missed 8 games. He was understanding and accepting of the decision. He will continue to remain away from road games, but Halliburton's Pops is back for tonight.
Look, the suite, that's where he should have been from the day after. You know, like if you want to kick him, you want to kick him from the court
Jaw's
side.
Jaw's dad up there too.
Yeah, you should kick him from the court side, fine. Throw him up top, throw him in a suite to where he can't get down low, can't get on the court because the guy isn't controlling his emotions. That was a great video, him in the bar. Right, that was a cool video, him in the bar watching the game. But yeah, the suite is fine. The suite life is fine for him.
I don't know if day after he should have been in the suite. He got right in the face of one of the nicest, most universally loved superstars to the point that that superstar was ready to punch him in the face. So like, yeah, I'm fine with him being removed. I kind of wondered if like, does putting him back in, like allowing him back in, because I mean, I know Charles Barkley had said something to Adam Silver about it, like, hey, when are you going to let Tyrese's dad back in and all those different things. But I kind of wondered, like, people have moved past this and I thought pretty much forgotten about it. It was something that happened and this is the new reality. I had wondered if like, do you put him back in here and now it actually causes some other sort of like storyline that's unnecessary or some other focus point heading into game 4 that you didn't need?
Is skinny Luka back?
It's a tale as old as time. It is a story that happens every single year. The Luka looks slim down photos. They are out. The annual tradition. We see it again every year. Nothing changes. He looks slim down in street clothes, standing next to other NARPs, non-athletic regular people. And you put him next to some absolute NBA Adonis, you know, he looks a little pudgy. He just does. But, you know, here's the photo of Luka. He's at a Real Madrid game. He's got like a cream-colored short sleeve shirt on, and he's sitting down, and his face looks a little thin. Maybe it was a fresh shave. I don't know. Like a trim up on the beard. But, you know, you don't see any. No pooch in the belly. So that's good. And so when he's sitting, there's no pooch. But two things. All of this is pointless to me. A, it's pool season. Barely. The moment he gets in the pool, the alcohol, and then the after-alcohol chicken nuggets or whatever that you have, he's gonna blow right up. And two, he's in Europe. The food's healthier over there. They don't even allow half the stuff that we put in our food. So, I mean, I got to see him stateside. I got to see this photo stateside before I can make any judgments.
You know what I've realized about Luka fitness watch is that whether he's 270 or he's 220 or whatever else, he is still going to go out there and he's going to be 33-9-9 next year. That's what I know is that, and I've just accepted that. All right, whether he's pudgy or he's not, that's what he's gonna put that up next year.
All right, well, I'll counter you. Yeah. Since you and I fight about Luka a little bit. If Luka Doncic doesn't do it this offseason, he never will. Yep. And he should. With J.J. Redick saying we need to get in championship shape.
And LeBron.
New organization. Yeah, having LeBron next to you. Man, is that DJ Khaled that people are putting out there saying LeBron and Luka training and it's Khaled running with his shirt off next to this Jack dude? So that's number one. If Luka doesn't do it, the picture's up on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. That's actually not even one of the better ones. He looks even slimmer than that, but either way, Aiden got it. And the other thing is, I felt like Luka in LA was turning into too much of a jump shooter. Someone has to sit him down and say, yo, man, you get the easiest, he gets the easiest in-paint buckets in the NBA for someone that's 6'7 or 6'8. A couple back downs, a couple drives, it's so easy. He was the ultimate mismatch, still is to a great degree, but we need some quickness. We need you to be able to dunk again, and we need you in the paint and not just settling for 8 threes a night.
Dude, like there are two things. Well, you're absolutely right. He was turning way too much of a jump shooter. He was playing off the ball, in my opinion, way too much as well. Now, I don't know how much of that was he was still new with the system and didn't know. It just felt more comfortable if LeBron
and not wanting to have as much wear and tear on.
Right, or Reeves would do it. But yeah, you know, the other thing is, man, just go watch. And they're all over social media. The videos of him first year out, rookie year, second year. How much more athletic he looked.
I thought that they were speeding it up. I thought the internet was editing the video like Bobby would do.
Now, he's a cheat code. Like he is, he's an offensive cheat code, but defensively, I mean, he's a sieve, and he looks slower, like a lot slower. Even though he was never like super fast, he was quick enough.
Can I feel okay saying it's fine if we don't have Brunson and Luka together because They just would have been targeted. It would have been a defensive hole in the backcourt that Tom Thibodeau is saying shouldn't be out there. So you couldn't have Brunson or Luka. That's how I'm going to try to justify it and reconcile as a Mavs fan.
No, because they got you to the Western Conference Finals together. That was before they had both peaked.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Cooper Flagg now, though.
Yeah, hopefully
not yet.
Hopefully he hits.
Not yet. Caitlin Clark will be out a minimum of 2 weeks with a left quad strain. And the numbers also coming in that she was responsible for 26% of all WNBA economic activity last year, including revenue for merchandise, ticket sales, and television.
You like that?
It's your league, Angel. You're up. You got 2 weeks.
Kelsey Plum's league.
Yeah, it's Kelsey Plum's league. You got 2 weeks. Yeah, you know, because if the ratings drop a little bit or whatever, you got 2 weeks to make this your league. But see, this is Caitlin's own fault. I mean, if she didn't try to get stronger in the offseason, she wouldn't have had a quad to tear. That's how you got to look at it.
You think she was doing the Michael Jordan versus Pistons weight training
regime?
Right.
I mean, that was the whole point of the offseason. I mean, like, people talked about
routine,
how much she looked regimen, like she had put on some size.
Any other word but the one I used.
Some strength. And, yeah, because she was trying to get and be prepared for a more physical game than there was in college. And, I mean, she looked like she put on some size, but it obviously now she got a little quad injury.
I will say this. I know it turned into a war, which Ryan Clark apologized to RG3's wife. He did come out and say, I should have kept her out of it. But the internet has turned on Angel Reese. The amount of double-double stuff, the amount of self-rebounding, the meme that I posted this morning, counting on Julius Randle, and it's Angel Reese in a Wolves jersey. She's been turned on, and I think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok, Twitter, everywhere else, they are loaded down with just Angel Reese memes all over the place now. And it's there was a little bit of a rivalry last year that I think you had like an equal kind of split of like, oh, I'm Team Angel, I'm Team Caitlin Rivers. It has flipped this year. That whole interaction and then the fallout and the discussion about it afterwards really kind of seemed to push it to Caitlin's side.
Choppy and Pepe were both in attendance for another Rangers offensive snoozer.
The 0-1 pitch, that swung on, that's hit deep to right. Hooking in the corner, and it's gone. He ripped a slider in the middle of the zone. And that is the ninth home run allowed by Jacob DeGrom. They have all been hit by left-handed batters. Toronto leads 1-0 in the first.
Was anyone there?
Yeah, it was a great crowd.
It didn't look that sparse the way it's sounding.
No, it was not sparse at all. It was a really solid crowd at this game. And
33,766.
Dude, like, there was a little bit. There was open sections in the top part of right field, right? The upper deck and right. And then you had several suites that were open with nobody in them. But for the most part, this was a really well-attended game. And it's Memorial Day, and there generally are well-attended games on Memorial Day, but it was dead. I felt so bad for them. I mean, I felt bad for the fans having to watch this offense. I felt bad for the players. They've given the fans nothing to cheer about, so they're not getting that energy on the backside. But that was a bad game.
No, great crowd. They're a great crowd. I mean, for a Monday, obviously Memorial Day, but man, and I knock on wood here, but it feels like we're going to go through an entire season of Jacob DeGrom, and this team's going to find a way to fumble the bag and miss the playoffs.
Right?
Like, it's just like you finally get a full year. Like, this was the World Series year. You know, you get a full year of Jacob DeGrom. You have Nathan Eovaldi. And then the Adolis Garcia base running mistake that isn't seen because there were two outs, thankfully.
Yep.
But him trying to steal second and then sprinting back to first base thinking there was less than two outs, you know, it would have just been on par.
He had no idea.
If they had dropped the ball in center field and that's how you get out of the inning. Like, that would have been the highlight because no one sees it. TV doesn't show it. No one knows unless you're actually at the game. But, man, it's unfortunate to watch this team now.
He had no idea how many outs there were. None. It's all over the stadium. Like, especially you're at home. Like, if you're on the road and you don't know the place very well, not knowing the outs, it can maybe get confused. At home, I mean, there's no excuse.
The offense has been terrible. One of the good things, though, recently that we found is the ability to clone voices on AI. And Eric Chiafalo asked me last week, he's like, hey, I need you to clone Nadell's voice because I need him to really be honest about this Rangers offense. Then I want to play it for Eric. So I said, okay, all right, I got you set up. And they did just that on Friday.
Just a simple true or false question for you. At any point this season, has this thought crossed your mind?
I'll be honest. I'd rather watch Matt Hicks prance around in his Tommy John underwear and his compression socks with that shit-eating grin of his than watch another 2025 Texas Rangers plate appearance.
Oh, those are two pretty unattractive prospects. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'd watch the Rangers.
He sure was proud of those Tommy Johns.
I'm not having nightmares about the Rangers.
So that was fake Nadell to real Nadell.
Yep, fake Nadell to real Nadell, and it's a solid bit. Choppy's not going to think so clearly, but
No. It's a simulation that we're in right now that you can have fake somebody asking real somebody a question.
A brand new Cowboy says, I am back. Are you believing him? And the Jalen Ramsey rumor, we have some authorities giving the answer on whether that's a Cowboy possibility. We go inside the Star on the home of America's team with another little baby ticket giveaway. We go commercial free with the Expressway and at...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Credit. We are officially commercial free up until 8 o'clock on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys here with Sean and RJ along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. 100 days till kickoff. 100.
And man, it's gotten more and more like this. I don't know. I don't know if it's just because we're in it and we cover it now or if it really has kicked up since like I was a teenager or whatever, but more than ever, it feels like there's only maybe 4 to 6 weeks where we get a real break from the NFL. So like mid-June to end of July, it really feels like is the only time that it's like we're NFL free. Otherwise, I mean, it's still the offseason is just as news making as the middle of the year.
Little baby ticket giveaway coming up here. Ask Reddit at 7:40. And then the color analyst for the Edmonton Oilers will join us on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. to talk about whether this thing feels like it's already over. That will be at 8 o'clock, so a jam-packed Tolo Tuesday. Thanks for starting off your week with us. Bobby, what's up with this Jalen Ramsey stuff?
So Jalen, this has become more and more of a talking point in recent days, people wanting to know if the Jalen Ramsey trade could be on the table for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think that they would have any interest in doing anything with Ramsey.
Well, Jeremy Fowler kind of started this, and I think he was right in mentioning Pickens, so I wanted to give him his credit there, but he said a number of teams are engaged on a Ramsey trade. We know that Miami is going to deal him. Got the Rams, us, and supposedly the Commanders as potential suitors.
Yeah, and so here's the only thing is that Dallas, I think, is an easy one to connect the dots on because of their corner need right now. Like, they could stand to have an extra corner. They would, I think if he wasn't hurt, they would like to find a way to move off of the Diggs deal. And so Ramsey makes sense in a vacuum from that standpoint. From the perspective of his age, how much money he's already making, how much more money he wants, the fact that, I mean, I know they just made a trade for Pickens and he's represent, but I mean, you're talking about another Mulugeta client that you'd be bringing in here negotiating across from. I'd have a really hard time seeing them say, we're willing to stand in front of this and make this happen. If they did that, if they were to go out and get Jalen Ramsey, then what that signals to me is they 100% think our window is closing, it's about to slam shut, and it needs to happen now.
I mean, look, that would be all in. That's all in.
Yep.
No doubt about it. But, man, it does make the feeling that this team is kind of witness, they're seeing that they're at that crossroads where he's talking about. San Francisco might be at it now, you know, where they're trying to kind of fork. But because if you go get Ramsey, you don't get him for 2-3 years down the road. You're getting it for today.
Well, Broda said not happening. He's hearing that it's not really a possibility. So Broadus is squashing the Jalen Ramsey possibility, and I'm fine with that. Ramsey's one of these guys. I'm not watching Miami games, especially when Tua's not playing and that offense isn't fun. He's one of those guys that's very difficult for me to figure out because I can't erase the noise from him. I can't separate the noise, I should say. In terms of bringing the attitude, the sass, does he still make number one corner type plays? Am I putting too much when I see him beat badly on a route? And I'm like, well, that's Jalen. It's like a DeGrom thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Jalen Ramsey should not be getting torched to that level, but that still doesn't mean he may not be a very good player, but I'm not watching Miami that close.
Yeah, I mean, I think, he's definitely leaked more in recent years than he previously did in coverage. He's still, the NFL over the last decade, the last 15 years, it's become a little bipolar with its cornerback play. Like, you don't really have a Deion Sanders or a Darrell Revis or somebody like that who it's like, year in, year out, that person's going to shut somebody down. Like, it's more like a major league bullpen where it's like, all right, 2 years, they're a stud. And all of a sudden, Jair Alexander can't cover anybody. And it's like, oh, Jair's back to being good this year for some reason.
Yeah.
No injury involved. Just he's good now. And so
Diggs,
Diggs is another example of that. Given that, man, it's pretty impressive to me that Ramsey's had the run that he has. I think now what you're starting to see, though, is age is catching up to him. He's about to be 31.
Ramsey's PFF RJ was a 77. That was 16th best out of the corners last year.
That's really good still, 77.
Yeah, 16th best. And then his run defense was 10th best and an 85.7. That's from PFF.
Now, to be fair, I had him at a 71 on my grading scale, which is also arbitrary like there.
So,
well, his coverage grade was a 71.9. Smart.
Damn it.
So there you go. You agree with PFF.
Do you have his previous years, like how much of a drop-off he has had year to year?
Nah, man, I'm not subscribing to this.
I don't either. I used to. What?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. You do it for real?
I may have to Netflix your password.
I still got used to it. Okay, let me look at previous years. So 24, yeah, he was the 76.9. 2023, he was a 66.4. His coverage was 66.3. 2022, he was 86 overall grade. His coverage grade was 78. And then 2021, he was an 84 with an 86 coverage grade. So he is trending down a little bit. He's not quite where he once was.
And he's 30. I thought he was actually a little bit older than that.
Yeah, it was a Zeke's draft, right? Picked the pick right after. It's going to happen. He's going to fall off.
This is a guy, to me, that could play safety eventually, too, with the way he hits.
Man, Cowboys would have played him there if they drafted him there day one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
positional value?
They weren't going to play him at corner. Well, that's part of the reason why they didn't take him, I don't think. Although they did take a running back at four in that draft. So, but no, they were...
Well, they still had Byron, right?
They did have Byron at that time. But the indication was Byron had not been switched to corner full-time. It was Byron's second season. Gosh. They were planning on... The indication that they had gotten, they didn't pick him, so it could have flipped. But the thought process at that point was there were a lot of people who thought they were going to play him at safety.
I don't know why more teams don't do that. The Charles Woodson route, where they move you to safety as you get older.
The Rod Woodson route. Come on, I know you don't want to give him credit, but that's really his route first.
Well, you also have to have yeah, a fair. Corner who wants to tackle that well
yes.
and can get bigger and fill out.
Right. I mean, but there are corners that don't mind getting dirty, and you still have coverage skills. You know, I just don't know why it doesn't happen more often, but maybe it's just that they don't want to.
Javonte Williams says, no need for Nick Chubb. That's really me talking, not Javonte. forget about Breece Hall. I'm back.
Yeah, he says he's feeling more like himself. So in 2022, Javonte Williams suffered a knee injury. He injured his ACL and a couple other ligaments there in his knee. And it saw his production take a serious decline. And some people have wondered, all right, is this just Javonte Williams now? Because it's 2 years now. He's played two full seasons removed from this injury, and he's not been nearly as effective as he once was. In fact, some of the numbers here, before the knee injury, he was, 12 carries a game, 3 catches per game. He would average 4.5 yards per carry. He was good for about 7 yards a catch on swing passes out of the backfield. After the knee injury, his receiving yards, or his yards per reception and his yards per rush both went down by a full yard. He had 6 plays over 20 yards on his first 165 career touches. In 599 career touches since, he has 1. And so, I mean, the explosiveness has not been there. But Javonte Williams says everybody heals differently. Everybody is different when it comes to knee injuries and recovering from ligament issues. He says, I feel completely like myself. This is what he told DallasCowboys.com. He said, I probably can get more flexible and things like that. But as far as healing up, I feel like that is done. He says that it depends on who you are and it depends on your body in terms of the type of recovery that you have. So are we buying the reality that it could take him potentially 2.5 years, 3 years almost, to fully recover from an ACL tear? Or is this new guy coming to town trying to sell himself a little bit and maybe being a little sunshine and lollipops?
Sunshine. Whenever these guys say this, I guarantee you can find the exact same quotes basically from Javonte last year. Everyone says, I'm back. No one says, it's going to take me another year.
Yeah, best shape of my life.
Yep.
No one's ever come into camp say, you know what? I really was lazy this offseason.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe Luka. He would say something like that.
It does make me... So OTAs are happening again this week. We'll be out there Thursday is when practice is open. It does make me want to keep a closer eye on him in the running back rotation. Because last week, it's all about Pickens. Like, Brian's calling me after practice, and he's like, hey, what did you see with this or with this? And I'm like, I didn't see it. I was watching George Pickens. I was watching to see, I saw a few things, but I was focused on Pickens trying to see how he was working in. So specifically, that's one of the things I've got on my checklist of what I need to watch this week is how is he moving? How does Javonte Williams look?
Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM, friend of the show from the Combine in Indy on ESPN, gave his George Pickens expectations in year one here.
Big factor, Green. If you go back to those good Jet teams, Santonio Holmes, Braylon Edwards, those were guys that either had 1 or 2 years left on their deal. You're going to get the best of whatever they have. And going back to what Harry said as well, Greeny, George Pickens is going to be a point scorer. It's really hard to double both CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson, who's a really good tight end, and George Pickens. So I think he'll have an exceptionally good year and be productive, especially in the red zone. So that would be a good problem for Dallas to have in terms of trying to lock him up for a long-term deal. I think he will be a meaningful addition to their team.
You can't double two. You can double, or you can't double three. You can double two guys if you're saying we can beat you just with 6 defenders in the box on the run game. So at that point, the assumption that, you can't double Jake Ferguson as well. Yeah, so the guy they would leave open or the guy they would leave in single is Ferguson, which means this is a big year for Ferguson to show, all right, last year I was banged up. I'm still the guy that I was, a couple of years ago.
It's like, let's say he does have a monster year. Now you've got another problem on your hands. It's like, what do you do with him as a player? Are you going to give $30 million a la the Bengals to 2 wideouts?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. That's something you worry about then. That's tomorrow's problem. It's not today's problem.
RJ Choppy has taken a deeper dive into the Cowboys' 2025 schedule and come up with where they have to be.
After the Vegas game, they have to be 7-3. 7-3
after Vegas.
After Vegas. So here, because after Vegas, you go to, you know, obviously the gauntlet of Philly, KC, at Detroit, Minnesota, the Chargers at Washington.
Dub, 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 dub.
It's a lot of games. That's a lot of good teams right there. I've already given them in those first 10 games. I got a win against the Giants, booked. A win against the Jets, booked. A win against Carolina, and a win against the Raiders.
So that's improvement.
All they got to do is go 3-3 against Philly on the road, Chicago on the road, Green Bay at home, Washington home, Denver on the road, and Arizona. 3-3. If you're not 7-3, that six-game stretch, best-case scenario, we're saying that six-game stretch is what, 3-3 at the end of the year?
I don't know. Like, on paper right now, yeah, that's how it looks.
Right.
Everything
could change. Denver could stink. Washington could have a down year.
Kansas City has tougher travel for that Thanksgiving Day game than you do.
Right.
Philly, you're generally going
to
split.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Split with Philly. If you lose the road game, are you going to win the home game before that? So, I mean, yeah, there's an opening. We don't know what J.J. McCarthy looks like. Does Minnesota come back?
No,
so,
we don't know.
Yeah, they're 3-3 on paper right now.
Three and three. Because, you know, you might get a loss or a win in the first 10 games that you're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Likelihood is that you're going to lose a game you should win, and then you're going to win a game that you shouldn't win. But best case scenario right now on paper is probably 3-3. So if you're not 7-3, you're really putting yourself in a real tough spot to make a division winning season or a playoff. I mean, now you're staring 10-7 in the face. 10-7 isn't guaranteed a playoff spot.
No.
Most of the time it is, but it's not guaranteed a playoff spot. And if it is, you're staring into going to go on the road to the 2 seed, or you're going to go on the road to the 3 seed. You know, it's just a tougher road to hoe, as they say.
Yeah, because I mean, what was 10-7 as a team that doesn't win their division, doesn't get you in the playoffs last year in the
Seattle,
NFC.
Right? Seattle missed.
Yeah, because it was 12-5 Washington, 14-3 Minnesota, and 11-6 Green Bay were the the wild cards.
So, I mean, you got to be there. You got to find a way to get to 11 wins. I don't know that you get to 11 wins if you have more than three losses after the Vegas game.
There it is, RJ Choppy with the schedule dissection on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. This is the commercial-free expressway on DFW Sports Station, and it is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. I know TR has been hounding Pepe for these tickets. We got him every single hour today and all week long. Let's do it again.
Yeah, made it out the treasure. This type of life I can't get used to.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Lil Baby at the American Airlines Center Thursday, June 5th. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
The color analyst for the Edmonton Oilers, Bob Stafer, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Is this an absolute must-win for the Dallas Stars? And should the hints slash have led to a much harsher consequence? Edmonton feels like they're up 3-1.
It really does. It really does. Even though it's only been three games, it does feel like they're up 3-1 in this series. It feels like it's a much more of a stranglehold than 2-1.
877-881-1053, not only to call to win the concert tickets, but to text your answers for Ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
We do Ask Reddit every Tuesday right around 7:40 here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. This is where we grab the most viral questions being asked over on the Ask Reddit forum from the last week. Kick them around the studio and get your thoughts on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We'll also get your thoughts over on the YouTube. So Dwayne Sweetney, Camo, get your answers ready. Over on the Twitch, Mike X Cowboy, Shoot Brown 78. Get your answers in here for Ask Reddit. And we'll lead off with RJ Choppy. Chop, this feels like one that I feel like you've given us these in the breaks before, a couple of these. So what are some male stereotypes that absolutely grind your gears?
Oh, God, where do I even start? you know, I don't like the whole stereotype that it's not even a stereotype. I hate the guys who are at a bar and their girl gets hit on and they go up to the guy, like they bow up to the dude. It's like, what are you doing? Like, don't be a loser. Like, if she's either going to say no, or she's not. And if she doesn't do it in front of you, she's just going to do it behind your back. So what are you worried about? Like, stop. Like, that's one that just boggles the mind.
Now, what if you're sitting there? What if the person comes up to her knowing you guys are together?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Is he buying her a drink?
Yes.
Fine. one I don't have to buy. One that she doesn't have to pay for either, right? It's like, yeah, it doesn't bother. It's like, I don't care.
That one's disrespect.
It's emasculating.
That
it's emasculating.
It's disrespectful.
Have you ever had something like that happen? Where somebody walked up and was like, I know you're with her. I don't care. I'm going to be this brazen about it.
No. But if someone tries to flirt with her or is checking her out and she walks by and I'm like not next to her, I'd take it as a compliment.
Yeah, if somebody's looking or just thinks like, oh, that's a single individual here. Yeah, now if they know, like you say, I'm right there with them, and they're just like, yeah, but I mean, let's cut this off. I can handle this. Don't love that.
Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Wait,
no.
Someone knows you're together?
Not since Papacitos, no. It's been a minute there.
No, because like at that point, if you're at the same table, especially now with a ring, we both have a ring on our finger, it's like, yeah,
standing at the bar.
Right.
You know, or sitting at the bar. When you're sitting there next to her and someone sidles up next to her, like, what are you drinking? Oh, man. Like, yo, man, are you serious? What about you, Pepe? Has that ever happened to you? Someone hitting on your current girlfriend while you're right next to her?
No. Maybe it was a waiter that was like, he played the game all right. You know, she was on Snapchat and he goes, oh, like, you're not going to take a selfie with me? And she was like, oh, no, I'm just enjoying my meal here. And then so she turned him away, you know.
And you were sitting there?
I was sitting right there. Now, we were like, you know, holding hands. I guess you can't assume everyone's dating nowadays. And it was with a group. So I guess, you know, maybe that didn't give it away. But
I like how Peyton goes, you know what? That's pretty good. I give me a high five.
I respect. Look, he played the game right. You know, he took 2 and 2, put it together. So, you know, respect the game. But, you know, come on, dude. You got back off. You're a waiter. Get out of here.
I hate the
Scott. It's, you guys just missed. You can never tune out of a Peyton sentence.
Yeah,
his shots fired at the service industry. You're a waiter. Get out of here.
Peyton will always take a random sideswipe on somebody. This is The one I hate, and it's always, it's in advertising, it's in television, like shows, everything else, is just the, like, dad is an idiot, mom knows all, but like dad basically, if like mom was not there, these children would like starve to death or not be able to like get to a doctor or like that's,
and you have a problem with that? I mean, I feel like that applies to your home the most.
I hate it. No, it doesn't. I am on top of the kids when Kristen's out. And I know exactly where they need to be and at what times and everything else. And so I did it yesterday. Kristen was gone all day. I made him dinner. I was running him around. It's the whole little like basically like dad's an idiot, like, or just the dad of the family has always got to be the dummy. And usually the smart, sassy 6-year-old is even smarter than the dad. I hate that one.
That's Sean, a good one. No, Peyton.
What was the question again?
It's, what are some male stereotypes that grind your gears?
That we can fix everything. You know, that's like something's broken, you know, and this happened a couple weeks ago. There was an outlet outside that was out, wasn't working, no power in it. Mackenzie goes, well, can't you just like, you know, replace it? And I go, oh, yeah, let me just put on my electrician hat, you know, and you know, connect the gold wire and the silver wire. Yeah, let me just, you know, fix it real quick. And so, but her dad was able to come over. He had all the stuff. So he's the handyman there.
I was expecting RJ to say that we don't have any emotion.
Ah, it's another one. That's another one. We don't.
Any feels, don't have any emotion.
Yeah, we're the whole idea is that we don't have any, and that we can't talk about it.
We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean, you're old. This is a good one for you. When did you realize, oh, I'm not young anymore?
Yesterday. Yesterday was a miserable, miserable day. Friday, Stars game. I didn't sit there and get wasted, but you're still running around and... And you know, you're getting up at, you know, 5, 6, 7 with the baby, and then all day swimming with the in-laws. I feel like handling my kids in the pool. I'd rather run the stairs here at the station. Yesterday, I woke up with aches and pains. I used to think like I was getting ready to have, you know, pulmonary embolism, if that's the way you pronounce it. I was getting ready to have a heart attack. No, it's just the strains and the aches and the pains of handling my children in the pool and all day long. Yesterday was probably the least amount of words said in our house collectively that I can ever remember, because my wife was tired. The allergies kicking in from the outside, being out there 2 days straight in the pool. Yesterday was misery of, we are freaking too old for this. It's just a race till 6:30. It's like, when can 6:30 get here and these children go to sleep?
Oh, or go to bed at 6:30 that early.
The baby does. Okay. Baby gets fed at 6:30.
Yeah.
And then probably asleep at 7. Ollie's up till probably like 9:30, 10. Yeah.
DFW Dad on the Twitch says, when I heard the word skibbity for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Chop, what's your answer to this?
This is, it's every time about 11 o'clock rolls around on a weekend. And I'm sitting there and I can be standing up in the kitchen and I'm like, I am fading. And Sarah is wide awake, and I'm like, I can't stay up as late as I used to.
Or like, I finally get the time to ourselves and you want to watch a show or two, and then you're 40 minutes into the show and it's like, I'm not focusing on this,
right?
I gotta turn it off.
Yeah, the amount of times that we've put a movie on, we can't get through a movie. A movie, she's never seen Back to the Future, so I put it on for her on Friday. Within 10 minutes, she was out. Or 20 minutes, she was out.
She wanted to see what things were like when you were growing up.
Right, back in the day.
Hoverboard, what's that hover thing?
Yeah. So I was just like, and I was the same way. I was like, I was dozing off. There's only so much Doc Brown I could take at that hour, I guess. But
Marty.
It was just can't do it. Can't stay up as late as I wanted to.
40 years old. That movie is 40 years old this year.
40?
40 years old
Holy
this year.
Crap.
214, when I learned what TikTok was. Peyton, have you had a moment yet where you've thought, oh, I'm not young anymore?
Yeah, I don't have as many aches and, you know, back problems as maybe y'all have, but I mean, it's when I see a celebrity or pro athlete's like birthday on like a Jumbotron and it's like says 2005, and I'm like, aren't these kids like in third grade? Why are these guys pro athletes? You know, they're supposed to be in third grade, and you know, people's birthdays are now after 2010. It's ridiculous.
There's two different answers for this. So there's the somebody making you feel old with the thing they say, and then you physically feeling old. The moment I knew I was physically old and I was like, oh, I'm not young anymore, We rode Titan. I took Jacob on Titan like 8 years ago at Six Flags. And when it stopped, I was like, I feel like I'm going to get sick. I used to ride that thing all the time. Then we were like, all right, go to the next ride. Any ride now makes me feel sick. And so that's when I knew that was old. And
a man has developed like car sickness. Like, this just came out of the last year. It's in the back of the car. So if we take a ride share, she's always getting sick. And I'm like, how is this developing?
My dad was like that. He got that. And then what happened? When he got dementia, he stopped getting car sick.
Because he forgot he was in the back.
Because he forgot he was getting car. It's all mental.
You think?
I think for him it was. There obviously are some like inner ear situations that happen. But for him, like he would get car sick driving. It didn't matter. He couldn't get a car. As soon as he got dementia, cured.
The making me feel personally young was Troy Pride, who's now a cornerback with the Dallas Cowboys. And I've mentioned this before. When he was coming out of the draft, somebody walked him over to me and I was doing an interview at MJP and he puts out his hand and he goes, Mr. Belt. And he goes, because I got introduced as Bobby. And he goes, Mr. Belt. He goes, I was going to call you Bobby, but then I looked at you and you looked more like a Mr. Belt to me. It's like, damn, that hurts.
And whenever someone wants to do, I mean, even a few years ago, 9 p.m. dinners, I could do it and everything, go out and about. And now if anyone does anything past 7 p.m., I cringe. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? 8?
Yeah.
8? I don't even want to go.
I won't be able to make it.
8 o'clock dinner? That's when you fall asleep in the bathroom.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the bathroom. I did. I had to go in there, take a quick nap.
Ask right here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell, no matter how beloved they are in public, what celebrity do you think is up to no good?
Kim Kardashian. Look, you don't go through a marriage with Kanye West and something's not messed up. I don't think you can just go away from that and just be all sunshine and rainbows afterwards. Something's got to be going on, you know? So I have my doubts about her.
This is a good question.
Bill Gates. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Because like, it's just, it's too, like, so much of the stuff, it's too pure. When it's so clean and like, oh,
look. Did he cheat on his wife?
I don't know. He doesn't look like he'd be able to. Right. But,
have you seen his wallet?
Yeah, that's true. No, but when I look at him and I go like, okay, you gave the world Microsoft and now you're just like, I'm basically giving away all my money to just, you know, helping people get better from illness and just donating all of it. It's like, okay, but what's really going on? What do you really have going on? There's something here with you. There's got
to
be.
Yeah, that was a good answer. I mean, anyone that has been rumored to be connected to the Illuminati. In the
Jay-Z?
Like Madonna, Jay-Z, just anyone in the entertainment industry that's like Illuminati, I just assume, oh, they're just they're doing something untoward behind the scenes.
Jay-Z's a good answer because Jay-Z keeps like he's around too many people that get in trouble. Like even if it like I mean he's gotten in his own trouble before for like just weapons charges or whatever, but like the fact that when people go down, it seems like Jay-Z's somehow on the periphery of it. I'm like, what are you doing here? What's the company you keep?
She's too good looking for him. It's the same thing with Bill Gates. I know the wallet, but her wallet's big too.
Yeah.
So she's just way too good looking for him.
214 Mark Zuckerberg, 915 Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks looks so innocent.
But I think that's why you say, what are you up to? Nobody's that squeaky clean. 214 Tom Cruise. Sean, you got one for this?
Mine was just being unfairly stereotypical, and he already does get in trouble, but like Morgan Wallen looks like a punk.
Yeah.
He looks like he is up to no good. He's got this punchable face. He looks like a little snot. His answers, hearing him in interviews, I know he already is up to no good, but he looks like he's up to no good.
Jamie T23 on the Twitch says, I need Garth to tell us where the bodies are. Shout out to your mom's house, Tom Segura. That's an old Tom Segura bit about Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks was involved in some scandal recently.
I think, was he?
I think, was it his wife?
Yeah.
Was it a breakup?
Oh, Trisha. Trisha Yearwood do? I think to this day, you can't comment on his Instagram posts because Tom Segura, the comedian, had started this running joke series of just, Garth Brooks is crazy. Like, he's not a normal human being. And so he would always say on his podcast, Garth, where are the bodies? And people just, every time he'd post it, inundated with, Garth, I know you, where are you hiding bodies? And so they shut off. I still don't think they're open over there. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Chop.
Nope.
What person have you been a fan of and now dislike or hate?
Morgan Wallen.
You're out
you
on
him? You dislike him?
Oh, I love his music. But he's just a jerk. He's just a jerk. Like, just he's the bad guy. I don't like him. But I mean, I've never subscribed to the I can only listen to the music or watch the shows of people I like. Like, I separate craft from person.
Is there any limit to it?
No, I'm not going to sacrifice my entertainment for because somebody's a bad guy or a bad girl. Okay, I don't care about that. So like, just, I care about my entertainment first.
Okay, just then let's say like Morgan Wallen and his music was being made by like Jeffrey Epstein. Like you're still not divorcing that, going like, I just can't listen to this dude or put like basically stream him and put money in his pockets?
No, that doesn't matter. Do I like to listen to it by the pool? Yes. That's my threshold.
Yep. I have an entertainer and an athlete. My athlete is LeBron.
I go through waves with him.
Yeah, he's cringy. It's just, he's just nowhere near as cool. Look, I firmly believe that Michael Jordan is an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right? But, like, Michael was still really cool with the public facade that he had back when he was playing. But LeBron, it's just nothing he does reminds me. I never respond like, man, that's cool. That's badass. I give him credit for the charities and the schools and all that stuff. And LeBron has always stayed out of trouble. But just in his commentary and every other thing he does, I roll my eyes towards. My entertainer is Will Smith.
That's a good one.
Will Smith has never and probably is never going to recover from that. Right?
Yeah, he had, like, when we mentioned Tom Hanks a second ago, he had, like, Tom Hanks' reputation.
Yes.
And he just destroyed it.
Beloved. Mm-hmm. Just lovable and beloved. And I felt like he could have done a better job of, like, getting out of that and explaining his whole marriage thing is weird. But I don't think anyone could go from likable, lovable to the opposite more than Will Smith.
There's a lot of answers on here saying Kanye West, 214 Stephen A. Smith. So the first name that came to mind for me was...
I'm an opposite on Stephen A. from dislike to more like.
I've got a lot more people that can come to mind when I think of who's somebody I didn't like that I've come around on. But the first person that came to mind here was Dane Cook. I used to think Dane Cook was funny, and then it's like, gosh, this is irritating.
Yeah.
But then I came up with an even better one because I remembered there was a time where I liked this guy. It was very brief. Dan Orlovsky. I liked Dan Orlovsky first when he first got into the analyst game. He wasn't trying to hot take it. He was just talking about football. He was trying to educate. And then he went, oh, wait, there's a quicker way to the top. And it's like, flip on him. Peyton, what's your answer to this? The question of what person have you been a fan of and now dislike or hate?
Nathaniel Lowe is mine. No, I'm
sure. You never liked him.
Nico Harrison. I'll be generic and say it.
Nico.
I had him number one as GM in DFW, and now he's not even top 10.
That's a great answer. All right, we got time for probably one more here.
You got text?
Oh, yeah. People saying Kanye, Dylan Brooks, Dwayne Wade, Bad Take, RJ, R. Kelly. You can't listen to him.
Who liked Dylan Brooks to start
I
know, off?
Right? I liked Dylan Brooks early on where it was like, all right, you're an agitator. I could have you on my team. Now I wouldn't want him. D-Mavs, 41-31 on the YouTube, Brett Favre.
Oh, that's a great one.
Favre has had a big fall from grace. DFW Dad on the Twitch. Oh, Opie World on the Twitch. Hulk Hogan. DFW Dad on the Twitch says Jimmy Kimmel. Last one here. Chop, if all humans suddenly lost the ability to lie, what industry would collapse first?
Of the easy answers, politics, this is not an industry, but parenting would collapse. You cannot parent children without lying to them.
I agree.
You lie to them about so many things till the age of about 15. My kids are still under the impression they're allergic to alcohol.
The legal system, just in general, lawyers, like lawyers and everything else. Like, I mean, they've got to fluff it up a little bit. They got to change it. Obviously, you're right. The answer is the federal government. But Peyton, what's your answer to this one?
Marketing, advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's all lies from here. You know, no product is that perfect.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.